This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Bob and Tom comedy bits? Check. Willie Griswold? Check. Jess Hooker? Check. Jessica Alsman? Check. It's the Bits and Pieces Podcast.
Thank you, Chick. Welcome to the Bits and Pieces Podcast. Jess, Jessica, Jason, how are we all doing? Merry Christmas. We are all here.
Hello, Willie. Great to see you back.
Good to see you. Did you guys have a fun Christmas and a fun time without me?
We did. We had a great time without you.
It was fun. I feel bad okay. You were here.
It was okay.
We had a great time without you. Lie! Say it was terrible and you missed me. I know Chick was here, but damn.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Christmas went well. How was your Christmas? Did you get a new Yeti for Christmas?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's pretty. It looks all shiny. Oh, it doesn't look like it's been through the dishwasher.
Oh, this thing always goes in the dishwasher, okay. And that's why I approve of these Yeti tumblers.
Yeah, Hooker's mad at me and Jessica because we put everything in the dishwasher, and she doesn't put anything in the dishwasher. Wait, Jess, could you tell us about what your sweet little son said to you?
You guys know Max. He's 17, and a couple days before Christmas, I said, hey, does anybody want anything special? And he said, listen, I want Walmart snacks. I want Walmart food for Christmas. I don't want you to make anything off of Pinterest. I don't want you to do anything I've never had before. He threw an F-bomb in there, and I looked at him, and he said, I just want you to know how serious I am. And I said, okay. And he just said, I know. He goes, save it for when we're not home. Like when you cook the stuff that we've never met. Don't do that on Christmas. Don't throw any curveballs on Christmas.
Well, to be fair, you are a very thoughtful cook. You make your own butter.
I do.
Yeah.
But he wants store-bought Walmart butter.
He wants he did. We have so much butter right now that he was, he did eat the butter that I had already made. So that was fine. But no, it was like Chex Mix. Like he wanted me to make Chex Mix. I said, you know, you can buy Chex Mix in a bag. He was like, yeah, but I mean, like, you do have to make some stuff on Christmas. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, which,
by the way, I've never made Chex Mix on Christmas. I've never made the Muddy Buddies. Like, so I just started Googling. I did get on Pinterest and I googled, like, basic Christmas snacks.
Are you talking about Puppy Chow?
Puppy Chow.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kind of stuff. So
Muddy Buddies sounds like an SNL skit.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Really. Does Muddy Buddies have, like, marshmallows or like white chocolate drizzled on it instead?
And maybe. I don't.
The other one's powdered sugar, which I love when it's in powdered sugar. I'll just lick the bag.
Yeah. It's Puppy Chow is so good.
Yeah,
addicting.
The one that I made was chocolate chips melted down with peanut butter and maybe some vanilla and powdered sugar and then the Chex Mix. That's it, right? I don't know.
Whenever I get it, I always get it as a gift. I get one bag of it and I eat all of it. I eat all of it right away because I'm not going to put it down, which is a very fat guy thing. So let's get into this fat guy bit we have right here.
Okay. I don't mind them. They don't. I mean, they're kind of creepy, but they don't get really good.
They look like big beefed up grasshoppers.
Yeah.
Kind of. Would you eat one? Depends on how it was prepared.
Really? Fry it up?
Yeah, I'd probably eat a fried.
Deep fry. No,
you take your Lazy Susan, spin it over to the chocolate, and
go
for it.
No, I don't think I'd do chocolate. Oh,
my God. Ranch. There's another one.
That was two.
A little Frank's Red Hot and
what do you got there on the Lazy Susan? What are the top three?
Sure, I got my Hershey syrup.
Hershey syrup.
I got my marshmallow cream.
Right. Your Frank's Red Hot.
Yeah. My Frank's Red Hot. I got some.
Now this is the breakfast. Lazy Susan.
This is funny. Why? Ketchup? Any ketchup?
I've got my sausage gravy crock. Yeah, just a little crock there.
Wow. Speaking of food.
Say just a second, though. Oh. I want to.
So fat. I'm so fat. I am the fattest. I am fat.
Wait, Dad, what was the song
Cream
you played
cheese,
earlier?
A little dried ham. Oh, you know, God. Yeah.
What was the song you played earlier to make fun of Josh for being fat?
What now?
Earlier, I said that we need to have some sort of song that we can.
It was the banjo strum.
And I was going to say. I was wondering why it wasn't a tuba. You did a banjo strum to rub it in. Did you want to rub in the dead dad thing? Is that what you were doing?
No, you just inadvertently did.
No, I thought that he did earlier. I thought that he played it, and I go, why would you not do a tuba? And then I thought, oh, because he wanted to be extra mean.
Okay.
No. I'm sorry, I said anything.
We all can rub it in with Josh. Just wait your turn. It's
how fine. How about this? After the next fat joke. That's kind of an uplifting, like, oh, we'll be back with more after this. kind of thing.
Yep.
Boop, 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 boop.
Okay. Now,
when you walk in and I'm...
Do you have a Lazy Susan?
I have a Lazy Susan in one of my cabinets.
I do, too.
It's like a corner cabinet that you can...
I have that.
Okay, now are you a ketchup in the fridge or ketchup not in the fridge guy?
Ketchup in the fridge.
Okay, how about the peanut butter?
It's pantry. Yeah, no.
Okay,
you can't leave it in the
room temperature peanut butter.
Fridge, you can't spread cold peanut butter.
Right.
Okay. This can start arguments everywhere. How about mayonnaise? You like to leave it out in the sun?
No, that's where it should be, my nightstand.
Okay, top three condiments on your nightstand.
Top three condiments on my nightstand. You got your hot fudge. I got my eel sauce. That's right.
Oh, yeah. You got
your mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. How about some honey mustard?
Nobody's better than me. Nobody's better than me. All I do, I eat and jerk it and I jerk it and eat.
Eat and jerk and eat.
Family's ashamed. And my doctors are scared.
About, thinking about rimming. Eating and jerking and rimming.
He's a fat masturbator.
Fat.
Marshmallow rimming. That's what I like to do to women.
Oh, okay.
What is going on? Like
that's twice you right. Use that
take
term.
Them panties off and put the salami on.
We are changing the subject.
Like strap on pegged. The pepperoni.
Peg me. Now.
Peg me with a breadstick. I'm all right.
So that's the invention of the So Fat song.
Where it all started.
Oh, I forgot that's how it happened. For a second, I thought it was like a prepared bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is the 2020 in review episode. We're playing the best moments of 2020. That song has been played to death. I want to personally apologize for drawing attention to the fact that my dad did indeed play a banjo instead of a tuba. I thought he was rubbing it in. And then Josh goes, no, you thought of that. maybe that's my fault. But now, are we going to listen to the So Fat song in its entirety?
Yeah, everyone loves this song. I would say this is probably the Bob and Tom hit of the year.
Oh, bands are requesting. It to download. They need it.
Which is crazy. So you just heard what actually happened on the air, and then our brilliant producer, Dean Metcalf, made this happen.
So fat, I'm so fat. I am the fattest, I am fat. Nobody's fatter than me. Nobody's fatter than me. All I do, I eat and jerk it and jerk it and eat. Take them panties off and put the salami on. Peck me with the breadstick. Peck me with the breadstick. I'm so fat.
Oh, wow. I haven't heard it till the end.
I've never heard it till the peg me with the breadstick is new.
Multiple times.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, that's the one thing I love, people make fun of Josh for being fat on the show. And the one thing that I love about that, obviously it's mean to make fun of somebody for their weight, but funny always wins on this show. And the best part of this is Josh always gets the last laugh.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
If my dad says, where do you keep the mayo? You leave it right out, making some sort of dumb salmonella joke. And then Josh says, no, I leave it where it's supposed to be, on the nightstand.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you get made fun of and you get the last laugh. To be the funniest person in the room while you're getting made fun of,
yeah.
It's very hard to do.
Yeah.
He owns it. I can't even make a post on Instagram. I posted about my fat squirrel. And someone's like, aren't you afraid Josh Arnold's going to come over and steal the food? I'm like, why would he's that desperate for food. He's got to go scrape sunflower seeds off the ground.
There's a certain amount. This is the thing that I have with sarcasm. I hate it when people talk to me and they're sarcastic and I don't know them.
Yes.
A lot of sarcasm comes with familiarity, with friendships. And we have, it's, you can't. you can't try to get in on someone's inside joke and just, I do a joke where I call myself Fat Willie when I'm on stage. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the show sometimes someone will, hey there, Fat Willie. And I've learned to accept it, but at first it would just really bug me. It's, don't ever slide into Josh's DMs and call him fat. Please. By God, please.
That is the wonderfulness of our show, of the show, is that people listen and they feel like they're in on the joke. They're a part of it. They are a part of this. So this gives them the go-ahead to be familiar and make the same jokes and make fun of each other the way we do.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And no, hit me up and say, Willie, did you make a smoothie today? I bet you put it in your pasta jar. Give me a little rub that way.
Right.
Yeah, but
and
don't.
So it is. It is. There's definitely a fine line of wow, we're family and we can talk to each other that way, but nobody else better talk to us that way.
Yeah. Right. Plus, I was like, you think Josh is really going to take the effort to climb a tree to get to that corn?
Yes, exactly. Why would he do that? The way that I look about it, it's all
he's
about
too fat. He can't climb a tree.
You're piling on.
To add one more metaphor to this, it's like if I saw a picture of my little sister at a dance recital, I would think that's cute because I know my little sister. Mm-hmm. But if I showed it to my friends, they'd say, I don't give a heck about your sister's dance recital.
Exactly.
It's all about familiarity.
Yes.
So for this next bit, we're doing 2020 in review, the best bits.
And these are more pieces, Willie, to be fair.
These are pieces.
Would you say they are bits and pieces?
It's bits and pieces. These are pieces of the show from 2020.
Damn it, Alsman, you did it again.
I'm just here to point.
But I just wanted to say this, step. Personally, this is one of my least favorite pieces we've ever done on this show. I think I was a part of starting this and I hated it so much.
You are part of this.
So ladies
sure.
and gentlemen, get ready for the Rondo Rhymes.
Lakers enjoy a 2-1 lead in the Western Conference Finals after beating the Rockets. Plenty of Rockets. For the second straight day, LeBron, LBJ, scored 36. Nobody calls him that. Rajon Rondo, fourth quarter rally, and the Lakers 112-102 win over the Rockets.
Do you suppose Rondo ever hits on a rando?
I bet Rondo hits on a rando.
Of course he has.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do have that story, by the way.
About the rando?
No, yeah. About the TikTok video.
Okay, I'm talking about Rondo hitting on a rando.
You know how I heard he picks up the randos?
How does he
well,
pick
Rondo
up the rando?
Rondo picks up the randos by flashing some hundos, is what he does.
So he flashes a hundo, a rando comes running, and then the rondo hits on the rando.
This is gold!
And he says, hey, Rando, you want to hop in my...
This is the who's on first of the NBA.
Some people will say, or people are yelling at the radio to shut up right now, but not me.
Yeah. No,
I love it.
He goes, I'm Rajon Rondo. How about you look at these hundos, Rando? Hop in the Lambo.
Woo!
Oh, that's all I got. That's
oh,
all
my
I got.
God.
And do you like Rambo? Because I got Stallone coming over.
I want to do an inventory of this joke.
Yeah.
So we started with
Really quick. Let's be clear. It's not a joke. It's not a joke at all.
I apologize. Of this hunk o something.
Yes.
So we started off with my observation that Rondo, mm-hmm. who I have no idea who this guy is, he...
What? You know who Rajon Rondo is?
I couldn't care less.
Okay. Kind of a bad boy.
And I learned the word rando from Al Jackson.
Of course, yeah.
Which, Christy, you remember what rando is?
Yeah, it's somebody that you just pick up randomly.
Yeah, it's a hookup.
Yeah,
I believe it's short for random person.
Yes. Right, of course.
Being in the NBA.
Pussy king.
So we've got
your
rondo, your rando, and then what was next?
He was flashing some hundos.
And then he went to his automobile, which was a
Lambo. And then Josh noted that they wanted to watch a movie and they could watch
Rambo.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Have we exhausted all of the andos?
Yes.
Oh, we know.
Because if we did this live, we could have the voice of Frank Caliendo.
Sure. Well, Caliendo does a rondo, hitting on a rando in a Lambo while flashing hundos and watching Rambo.
In Rando, watching Rambo in slow-mo.
Right. And then,
oh, my God.
And Caliendo's Brando is unparalleled.
I don't know if this is funny. I don't know if it's a joke, but maybe I'm enjoying it.
Chick's face tells me it's not.
I'm way around the bend on this.
Wait a minute. Oh, we forgot the most important one.
Maybe it was just Bonzo.
This whole thing. Wait a minute. How did we miss
Bonzo?
This?
What?
The event we were talking about before, which had Rondo... Oh and the God. Rando
of
took
course.
Place in
Orlando. Yeah, okay. Of course it did.
Yeah, I was a little angry that you brought it back, but that was good, Orlando.
You suppose that was Rondo's first rodeo with a Rando? Oh,
yeah, I do. I do. That Rondo.
Are we going to be doing this all morning?
I hope so.
It doesn't even rhyme. I don't even know what
It'll
the game is anymore.
No.
Anything that ends in O is
called,
okay now.
It's called poetic license.
Oh.
We like an N and an O in there if possible, maybe a D. Sorry.
We just have to hang in there until it's over. This is like a tornado warning. We have to wait, and everything will be fine.
Tornado's close.
Yeah, yeah it
Coming
is.
Up, we have a really interesting story about Italy and stealing the Sando.
Sando off of what statue?
No, Sando off the beach.
You're going to keep a flip-flop.
The girl ruined it by saying beach.
Sando slang for Sando.
How did I ruin it?
No, Chrissy didn't ruin it at all. This has been ruined since I said hundo.
Okay, but now the important thing to remember is that Rondo picked up the Rando,
right.
And he was going commando.
Oh, man, who knew that?
Yeah.
So now it's just rhyming. Now the rules have changed.
To be a little more precise, I thought.
You know what?
Yeah, I thought it was more.
This took place in Orlando.
I blame you.
Okay, I'm sorry, guys.
You're
real
better
sorry.
Than this.
I know. I got a little loose. I said hundo. I got hot, you know?
I wish somebody had written this down because then we could do it all in one sentence.
Oh, I've got pretty much all of it.
You do?
Yeah.
You've got your Orlando?
Once in Orlando.
Right.
Rondo hit on a rando.
Wearing no underwear, so he was.
Commando.
Mm-hmm. Then he got into his automobile, which was...
Why are you inviting him into this?
While flashing hundos, he said, hey, Rando, want to get my Lambo? I'm watching Rambo.
Mm-hmm. So he's got a TV in his car.
Of course.
In slow-mo. Uh-huh. Don't forget slow-mo. That was mine.
And then this whole thing was narrated by comedian Frank...
Caliendo.
Right.
Who then went on to do a mean Brando.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. This isn't anything.
Exhausting.
He told us about his upcoming dates.
Now that I look at the sum of all we've done.
Yeah, when you sit back and look at it like I have, it really blows. Yeah. We're all miserable.
It's truly exhausting.
That's what 2020 needed, though.
It's the whole thing is really funny when you're able to take a step back at it. Christy going, what? And we're doing this all morning, aren't we?
And for the record, Willie is howling the entire time off the air while we're playing this.
Yes.
Because once I realized the game of it, and when I call it out, I thought that was very funny. My favorite thing to do in comedy is to run a game into the ground. Me and my friend Mark used to do this bit. You know the song Yellow by Coldplay? And it was all yellow.
Yeah.
I'd say, Jess, do you know who my favorite basketball player is who currently plays on the Trailblazers, used to play for the Nuggets? And you'd go, who? And I'd go, well, it was Carmelo.
Oh, okay.
And you say, what's that thing? It's not a double bass. It's not a violin. And I go, and that is a cello.
I love
doing a bit that you can just run into the ground and ruin it. And baby, did we ruin that?
Yeah. My favorite part of I don't get me wrong, I love all of it in its entirety, but right at the beginning, when Christy catches on that this is something that you guys are going to suck the life out of, she goes, Jesus.
Yes, yes. Her soul left
I
the
know,
room.
And I love it. I love it.
Is this what we're doing?
Yeah. Oh, God. And there's a time, there's a good 20-second, maybe 30-second chunk where you don't hear her at all. She's like, forget it. I'm out.
Oh, yeah. She gave up.
She's scrolling social media.
And then she tried and she threw in the Sando or whatever.
Beecho.
Beecho. And Tom says,
shoots her down.
The girl ruined it. Oh,
she's trying to play along. Encourage her, Tom.
Oh, gosh. That is so funny.
That was fun.
Yeah, it's not funny, but it's got to be fun. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
This is definitely one of those moments, like a little behind the scenes. You don't have to be funny, but you as long as you're having fun.
Absolutely.
And that is one of this is the definition of that.
And still as a listener and a fan today, there's nothing I enjoy more than everyone in the room having fun. Even when Christy is annoyed.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It just brings out the worst in all the boys. Right. So then it becomes even more fun.
Actually, kind of sidetracked. Do you know what I read the other day? I read Rajon Rondo. I read that he's been watching new TV, and his favorite TV show is Mando. Did you guys hear about that?
I thought it was going to be Columbo.
Columbo, Mando. We're having fun.
No, it's not 1974, okay? Top.
Are we being mean to Jessica because of her references again?
Well, she did a 70s reference.
Well, I don't actually. I know Columbo. I don't know what Mando is.
Oh, really? The Mandalorian. It's short for Mandalorian.
Well, they call it Mando. See, there you go. Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
Jesse, okay?
I'm thinking of another word that rhymes right now because I think they took a ball, but I'll think of something.
Okay, we're going to move on to our next one while Jess thinks of Lando.
That was like silly, fun humor. This is more tragic.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes there's tragedy on this show.
Oh, no.
A lot of people love Chicks Bird Chippy.
No. You're skipping, Willie.
Oh, God. This is tragic. We're doing double tragedies. Ladies and gentlemen, the banjo incident.
Oh. Got a guy named Adam who's driving to the banjo store in Nashville. Helping out his buddy.
Okay.
I think it'd be hard to learn the banjo by yourself.
Yeah.
I think that would be the only way to learn the banjo.
I am legitimately now the owner of a banjo.
Is that right?
Yeah, I need to get it in here and see
how did that happen?
My dad died.
Oh.
Thanks.
So, ladies and gentlemen.
So I took his banjo.
The amazing. We need some sound, Dino. The amazing Pat Godwin. Ladies and
never
gentlemen.
Never ask a question you don't know the answer to. Here we go.
Totally knew the answer.
Do it again.
I knew the answer.
No,
that's why I knew not to ask.
Pat, go ahead. Do it again.
Josh, why'd you buy a banjo? Why do you have a banjo?
We've already ruined it. Try wording it correctly. Go ahead.
Josh, why do you have a banjo?
My dad died, and so I took his banjo. Trust me, there's no one laughing harder than my dad right now.
If he were able to laugh, but he can't because he's dead.
He's laughing. I'd like to think he's laughing in heaven. Thank you. Yes.
That's what I was getting
at. Yikes. Well,
but anyway, I'm excited about it, it's going to be impossible for me to learn it.
How'd you come by that banjo again, Josh?
Well, my dad died, and it was just laying there. So I thought, well, instead of throwing it away, maybe I'll go ahead and take it.
Did your dad play?
He did when he was younger, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I thought he did when he was alive.
That's the joke.
There you go, Josh.
I should have said that.
Okay, well.
Well, that's a little version of Joke Autopsy by Chick there at the end. Oh, gosh. Jess Hooker.
Yes.
So how do you feel that you, we all can laugh at that now, but you were able to laugh at it within 5 seconds of it?
Immediately. So Josh and I, for some reason, we kind of have this history, even way before he was on the show. He would come into town to do comedy, and we would go to lunch. We would actually go to this sushi place where this girl had giant boobs. Because, I mean, she just had nice boobs. I mean, what are you going to do?
That's so crazy. Where is that sushi place?
she's not here anymore. Actually, we all... Yeah,
what happened to her?
Yeah, I don't know. I hope she didn't die.
Is this the bitch?
Oh, my gosh. No, but... So Josh and I have always kind of just been wildly inappropriate, like in tragedy with each other. And so I don't know why. If that's why I felt comfortable laughing is because we'd already made some dead dad jokes,
sure,
like off the air. So, but my my laugh is very divisive. We get a lot of feedback about how my laugh ruins the show most of the time. So I don't know. Somehow I felt like Tom saying that it was good, that it was timed well, and that he liked it, like, that helped me get over what everybody else has been
saying.
The
key is it's genuine. You have right. When you can't just pull that laugh out of your hat. You know, it has to be provoked.
Yes, yes.
And can I ask a question? When you, after the laugh, which I've heard when we play this, later on, when it gets to the clip that we haven't really heard, you chime in. Are you on a Zoom call there?
I am. That's when I was Zooming from home, I think.
So really, you didn't have like a 0.5 second delay. There was a real delay. You laughed right when you heard it. You were ready to laugh immediately.
Yeah, there incredible. Actually was no delay on my end.
There was delay on your end.
I laughed.
Jess, if I was on a Zoom call, I would have done the exact same thing. That is so incredibly funny.
Yeah.
Well, should we move into our next bit, which is also ridden with tragedy?
Yes.
A lot of people like Chips Bird Chippy. I like Chippy. I like the pandas. We had a lot of guests this year. But this is Chippy's last day.
How about you?
Oh, thank you very much. We haven't had a how about you yet.
It was a hearty one.
Yeah. Is your bird dead?
I got tired of the bird.
Let him go?
Yeah, I took him out and I said, be free. Oh, geez, he's awake.
He's right behind you.
Well, look, I was kidding.
You know how we get.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
I think I got him.
Tom!
It's Thanksgiving.
You shot my bird!
Look at all those feathers. It's like a pillow fight here.
I can't eat that guy for... Oh, no.
Well, Chick, at least you still have the pandas
poor
to
Chip.
Keep the company.
Is it Chippy?
Oh, Chippy.
Chippy, yeah.
Oh, come on. Let's kill some turkeys.
Well, let's
God,
see.
God, I
Good
can't
Lord,
stand
Rigger.
It.
Rigger's already said it.
And could someone take care of that deer out there? I just saw him again.
It's pushing up the daisies.
Leave my deer alone. Let them wild, run wild and
yeah,
free.
That deer's going to run wild right into your car, and then you'll thank the hunter that took it out.
What do you think it adds to a room when you come in and you say, I just saw a deer out there?
Well, I did.
So we
can't shoot deer here. It's against the law.
I was urinating outside by the air conditioner.
Oh, wouldn't it be great if it didn't come back for the break? And we're like, where's Tom?
You've
been
out.
Impaled by a deer.
I got locked out this morning. Ace had to let me.
Did it change coffee again? I can smell it all the way over here.
This is a delightful
Your
coffee.
Father is at a place of business, and he pees outside every day.
Chick, I know, man. It's completely insane, and we can't tell him otherwise.
Will you sweeten your drink already? I can't take it. It's like you're playing with bubble wrap over there.
Right next to the mic.
If any Jesus. Of us did that.
Oh, my God.
Remember the morning?
Mind.
Stop shuffling your papers.
Yeah. Willie kept opening. Hey, he kept doing this bit where he goes, hey, Chick, check this out. I'm drinking a beer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing that all day now, every time, direct into Mike, drinking a Bush Light, baby.
What we should do is when Tom, we need to find out exactly when it is Tom goes out there and pees.
It's early, yeah.
Okay, and...
He just did it.
We should just ask one of our police officer friends to sit back, sit out there.
Public urination.
Yeah. Not only that, he would have to, I think he would be on a list somewhere.
Yeah. Oh,
he would have to knock on doors.
We could build a whole RICO against him, put him away forever. Building a RICO case against my dad. You can tell, by the way, to carbon date that. That's probably right when I finished The Sopranos. RICO cases. Well, yeah, my dad's a big fan of public urination. Not public urination. He does it in front of our house.
Yeah.
Here, I guess, technically, that's public. Pretty gross.
This is I think it's private property, though.
Damn it. Well,
because we're a private drive.
Have you guys ever caught him publicly urinating anywhere?
No.
I don't know if I should say this.
I want to hear this.
Well, he insists on keeping all the doors open.
Oh, okay.
So if you walk by one of the hallways, you can see any man that's in there.
A urinal. Oh, in the hallway one?
Yes.
Yeah, the ones that we have to keep open.
I've actually seen all of you from behind peeing at some point.
Right. Thankfully, you're not aiming at the door.
Yeah.
And,
so that's
and thankfully,
good.
The most of the pants are still up.
Yeah. Right.
Otherwise, you don't,
Yeah, Chick's the only one that stands at the urinal with his pants all the way to the floor.
Oh, Chick does that too?
Yeah.
One time I walked in a hotel lobby, and my friend was peeing, and he had his pants down to his knee. It was the funniest thing I had ever seen.
What a monster.
No, it was just a joke. It was just a bit, but it was the funniest thing. Yeah, no, I've only seen it, like, I'll be at my dad's house when I moved back home. He'd be like, hey, come meet me by the garage. I got to do something. We got to move something or whatever it is. And he's like, why are you using the restroom out here? He goes, like the breeze.
There are a lot of people in my family who do not, that are men, that don't use our downstairs guest bathroom. They just go outside because there are no houses behind my house.
Right.
But if you step one step one way, which Max had to learn the hard way as a kid, if you can see the neighbors can see you, bud. Like, remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the lesson.
And don't do it if you live right by a school. Just don't.
Yeah, that'll get you on a
list. Of course don't.
That'll get you on a list. That'll get you on a list.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Do you know how hard I try to stay off of these lists? You guys stay off these lists.
There's so many lists.
There's so many lists.
So
I'm trying to stay off them. This is the list of the best Bob and Tom pieces of 2020. And we actually have a little bonus that turned out to be from 2019. So
yeah, I as I was curating this list, a moment from the show. You guys, we all have them. There's little moments, little phrases from the show that you just think about randomly.
Right.
And this was one of them. And I go, I have to put that on the list. And I got to looking. I'm like, it was from 2019. Well, we didn't do a podcast in 2019.
Right.
So this one I kind of included, and partly too because. Willie probably hasn't heard it because it was, you might have heard it, but it was from about a year and a half ago. And it was just Josh and Chick at their best, kind of building something. And I think this is an alley call. Actually, I think Alsman's actually on this.
Yeah.
And it just has this weird little life of its own. And Allie's on the call. And we know, you know what we do with Allie.
Right.
You talk about sex, this, that, and that. And then something happened and they just took the show away from her.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
That's so strange. Allie never gets interrupted.
No,
yeah.
Never.
All right, well, here we go.
Yesterday I saw something I've never seen before, and I'm sure I'm going to get letters going. They've been out there for 1,000 years. It was the equivalent of a Roomba for some guy's lawn.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Driving right over here. It was, and there's this thing. It just looks like the bottom of a lawnmower with
right.
no handle. And it was just buzzing away in its own.
Yeah, that's from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Well, they had one. And so my question is, do you have to have a wire underneath the lawn so it knows where to stop? Or is it some kind of...
Yeah, I recommend having liability insurance.
When that thing takes off into the street.
Yeah, when it runs over the neighbor's foot.
You know, well, we haven't seen much of Fluffy lately. Oh, well, I got one of her paws.
Wow, there are quite a few. Top 5 robotic lawnmowers, so they've been out for a while.
Well, apparently the new ones work on GPS satellites.
Robo-mo.
Robo-mo will mow.
Robo-mo must mow.
Robo-mo, you get out of the house. Must mow.
What's wrong, Dave?
Wouldn't Robo-mo talk like Mo? Talk like Mo from the Three Stooges.
Robo-mo, yeah.
Robo-mo's got bangs.
Spread out.
Pick two.
So I guess it could be worse, honey. You could have gotten a Robo-mo.
Robo-mo.
No, it's headed for the petting zoo.
I have friends
that robo mow like pool.
I have friends that love mowing their yards because it gives them a chance to get away from the noise.
You are right. This says it works well once the wire is laid correctly. So I guess some of them do have to have a wire.
No, there's
at some
gonna
point.
Be no. There's gonna be. It says a right robo mow that has, it knows when it's getting it to I'm the just, fence. Or
apparently, the new ones are cheap.
It's headed to the beach. Robo-mo must mow everything in Robo-mo.
Our only hope is it runs out of gas.
Oh my God, the daycare center.
Robo-mo loves children.
And then after it's done, the father of Robo-mo comes out, critiques it, and makes him redo the spots where he missed.
Did my dad do a Robo-mo Three Stooges joke? Is that what we were hearing?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
At the end of it earlier?
In the middle there.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Oh, my gosh. That just tickled me so much when he did it. I
those three were Robo-mo, must-mo, just randomly pops in my head for the last year and a half.
So funny. I thought of Robo-mo just a pawn in Game of Life.
from Blazing Saddles.
Yep.
Yeah, I think what happened, I think, and I didn't include it, but there was a question about a Roomba, Allie, that came up, and then that's how it led into here.
Yeah.
And you don't ever know when Chick's going to get tickled like that.
That's 100%.
That is 100%. Yeah. He is laughing so hard, and it happened to me the other day, and it's one of my favorite things is when he laughs really, really like that. Like he's like it's in his guts.
And he's also trying to think of something else to add on to. You can hear him churning.
It reminded me kind of the, you know, the famous, I believe it's the 18. It could June 28th, 2018. June 28th, the chick meltdown.
Yes, how he's freaking out.
And then Josh is sort of tagging it and he's going and he's adding more.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. What a funny piece.
It is. Ooh. It is. When you get the Josh and Chick and they just grab a hold of it, it's awesome.
And Christy in there had a really genuine Christy giggle, like silly.
Yes.
Those are the best too.
Getting a Christy laugh the best. That'll make you last a couple weeks. A Christy laugh, because she only laughs when she needs it. Oh God.
You say the others don't?
No. I think Josh, I think, gets that I can be really silly. So I can do a really bad joke and Josh will laugh at it. Chick, maybe you'll laugh at it. I can an intentionally unfunny joke. Christy will never laugh at that.
No, she's very much like a mom and you want to make her genuinely laugh. Mm-hmm. And she's not going to give you any extra. You got it. She wants you to be your best. And you better show up and then you'll get her laugh.
She's not going to let you get away with a joke that rhymes or a little pun or whatever.
I appreciate the supportive giggles or whatever from Josh and Chick. It's like, good job.
Yeah. Oh no,
it's
that's
like, thank
great.
You. Otherwise, that's... I'm going to go hide in my box.
Oh right. No, but yeah. Christy, she comes here. She goes to work. She's doing research on different mowers, yeah. And then somehow you cut through that brain of hers and get a laugh in. Oh my gosh. So I think this next bit, it's got to be the pasta jar bit. The note here I says the entire show ridicules Willie G.
I mean, every once in a while you hear about zoos doing things where they take the various animal dung and they sell it for fertilizer.
Correct. So,
I mean, right. Why not?
But not in a jar, like in a... Just keeping well.
People away.
I think Carol Baskin has some tiger poop in an urn.
Just in case.
Josh, if you get a jar of pasta sauce, will you kind of wash it out and then keep it, drink out of it sometimes?
No!
You'll never do this? Oh, really?
What is it, the Great Depression? Why are you doing that?
You'll never reuse? None of you have ever reused a jar of pasta?
No.
Really?
As a
I
cup?
Put bacon grease in it.
Right. Sure. That's the only... I would do a...
Where did you get this idea? Did your father tell you about this?
No, I'll keep a jar around. I'll keep a jar around for a little while. I also use it to, you know, store marijuana.
Will you buy your
time.
Son some glassware?
Jeez.
Why is everyone so mad at me for saying this? I was just going to say, you wouldn't do this if you got a jar of poop. You would not wash it out and try to reuse it.
No, you sure wouldn't. I wouldn't do it with spaghetti sauce or any... What are you, the manager of Po Folks? Drinking out of jars?
Good Lord. What event. Are you, Tom Joad? Good Lord.
Were all your glasses dirty? Is that...
God.
No, it's just I've done that before. I'll save a jar.
Okay.
Well, I've seen moonshine, maybe.
Yeah, sure. Right.
I hate that when you go to a restaurant. It's always one of those eco-friendly restaurants.
And they serve you in a ball jar?
They go.
I used to love it.
Ball jar.
There was a restaurant, I don't know if it was just Midwest, but it was called Po Folks, and they served drinks in mason jars.
Yeah.
I thought it was so
cool. Were they real mason jars, or were they just faked just for the
effect? I don't know. They certainly weren't old ragu jars.
there's an underdog drinking out of a spaghetti sauce jar, I'll be there.
This tea has a nice hint of garlic. Don't you hate like weird cups that you put them up to your lips?
And you know what? I do hate weird cups.
What's wrong with you people?
I have something I can sink my teeth
in. A cup is a cup.
No, they're not.
No, there are restaurants where you go and they don't. It's like they did. They got them all from a different antique store.
Yeah,
or something.
That's kind of a cool thing to do right now.
Have you ever seen the glass cups that are sort of bent in the middle and they... What is this?
It looks like the dishwasher got
melts
out
of the dishwasher. Yeah, exactly. I feel a little bad for Willie. He thought people did what he does.
I think people do it. I can't wait to get out of here. I'll say that. I cannot wait to go home.
Poor Willie.
I was going to do Waske a favor. Not do it anymore, buddy. I'm going straight home. Uh-oh. Day's over.
Well, what's the best jar to keep your pot in?
I'm sure there's other people that keep... Drink out of used spaghetti sauce jars?
Of course.
Yeah, hobos.
Like hobos. Hobos can't buy spaghetti jars.
They can't afford it.
No, hobos always
eat beans
out of a can.
Yeah, right.
And they cook
and then
it.
Then they drink out of the can.
In the railroad yard.
Oh.
Exactly. Hey, everybody weigh in for Willie. If you drink water out of a spaghetti jar.
Hit us
the
up
people
on Twitter.
Who could weigh in don't have access to computers.
You get a big jar.
Right. Oh, no, I understand the principle.
Do you keep the lid?
Can I leave? Let me just leave.
Do you keep the lid, or do you throw the lid away?
Yeah.
You keep the lid.
Okay.
And then you have a drawer for a lid, and then you have to move it, you throw them all away.
Back in my day, the drawer for lids is where you hid.
A lid was a measurement for pot.
Right.
Is that still a thing?
What?
Yeah, do you still say, give me a lid? Or?
No, I've never heard that ever.
Really?
No. What's a lid?
A lid was the quantity of marijuana in a baggie.
I think a lid's a half a key. Maybe.
Oh, is it?
Maybe that's too much.
So it's a large amount of pot?
Not that much. It's like a Toastest Twinkies worth.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
A Toastest Twinkies worth?
In volume. I don't know what the...
You guys ever use old chicken bones as forks? I know what I'll do is I take a chicken carcass and I fashion together three of the bones to make tines and I got a fork. You know, I live like I'm in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I got a tweet just today that says, Willie Griswold, I rinsed out a small pickle jar and thought, does Willie need a small glass? Do you guys, Jess, I know that you do this, right?
I do it. I have a cabinet that is almost full of of glass jars, different sizes, different things. I store stuff in them. We don't necessarily drink out of them. There is, so the big thing when I was growing up is, Jason, you probably remember this, but there was corned beef, dried corned beef that was sold in a small glass jar with stars around the top.
Okay, yeah,
and
yeah,
it had
yeah.
a blue top. Well, my grandma would keep those, and those were juice cups. Like, before we had sippy cups with lid and all that crap,
okay.
we would have these little... And I thought that she just bought them for us, and I was like, this is so nice that my grandma has these little... Well, no, we were just poor, and she would... And so when I... it wasn't until later on in life that I was like... I was at the grocery... I was like, that's my juice jar from that's my juice cup from when I was a kid. That's it. And no, but I keep them to store things in. Like if I cut too many onions, then I could put it in there because glass doesn't hold the scent of onions and you can wash it out and it's fine.
Genius.
Yeah. Or if I don't want to give away my good Pyrex, I'll put like to-go's for family members in there in a pickle jar.
Yeah, yeah, super smart.
Yeah, it's like here's spaghetti in a pickle jar. Have a good day.
Alsman, do you do this at all?
I'll try to keep stuff around, usually to dump grease in, but we have jars for storing stuff if you need a good seal.
Yeah, I'll say once a week I get a tweet about this going, buddy, I do it too.
A lot of people do it.
Oh my God.
See, now, Jess, in your situation, it was more of a resourceful thing.
Yes,
I think
it was.
Nowadays it's more of a not a wasteful thing. It's a recycle and reuse kind of thing.
Right.
Which is fine. I just want you to know, and Willie called me yesterday.
Yeah.
And we had, you know, usually it's text. And so when he calls, the picture comes up.
Yeah.
And I hadn't told him, but this is my...
You have a ball jar?
I have an empty pasta jar as my picture for Willie.
Yeah.
And it came up huge on my phone.
That's funny.
It was fantastic.
I'll say one thing is that the summer camp I went to as a kid is loosely affiliated with the Ball family.
Yeah.
Who creates ball jars.
Yeah.
So maybe I grew up kind of... I like jars, I think.
I think
that's okay.
I think, oh, yeah. I think it's very... Jars, I think, are very cool. I think it's insane that you can buy a jar for $2 and it was just this magical piece of glass that was put together. I think it's very cool.
You know what? I went to Ball State.
Yes.
And there is a Ball Jar Museum, Willie. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should make a road trip. We should go up there.
Well, you know, the thing is, I don't even need to because I got so many damn pasta jars.
The only difference between a glass cup and a glass jar is you can put a lid on.
You can put a lid on it.
Yeah.
Who cares? Take a drink out of it.
I'm for it.
Save that little, what is it, the bunion jar? You know, the bunion, the salt.
Paul Bunyan?
No, you know,
Who's
little,
Paul? What am I
the
thinking?
Cube of bunions? It's not right.
I'm thinking of Paul Newman.
Bullion.
God. Those things. Those are the cutest little jars.
Bunyan is totally different than bullion.
Well, also, I said Paul Newman and Paul Bunyan. I am, Jessica, your little mishap led me to a little mishap there. Now we both look like idiots.
Well,
I'm with you, Jess, though. Those are
the
very
cutest
helpful.
Ones.
Yeah, they're,
like,
they're cute.
I've never had those. I'll get some small jars.
Some bullion.
They really...
Should
what
we just,
is it?
You know what? Let's clear the top cabinet of all of the bobbleheads, and we just start collecting jars and put those in the green room.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about that?
Yes.
We do that.
Can we just get another shelf somewhere? Because there's a lot of bobbleheads up there.
I don't
know.
Do you know how much approval I have to get for hanging something on a wall around here?
just do it.
I'm about
to. That's where we're at this point.
We all show up. First, we get you hit. How'd all these damn jars get in here? let's go into this next bit. This, I think, it's a piece. This is my favorite moment of the show from this year.
Okay.
Completely
and,
honest.
And it was just a couple weeks ago.
And it was just so funny and fresh, and Pat had been gone for about a week. He was dealing with some personal stuff, and he came back, and this is what we got.
You know, as Tom Petty once said, the waiting is the hardest part. There it is.
Oh,
it's a birthday cake for
39.
No. We're not doing that.
He's the singer. Okay.
Look at that. Just a plain chocolate?
Store bought cake for Patty. He doesn't get one from the cake lady.
Well, Pat,
last year I didn't get one at all.
Oh my God.
Year I get a store bought cake.
Well, in our defense,
cake lady retired.
In our
defense,
we didn't
since
know.
You hadn't been here for the last 10 days, I didn't want to have Amy make a really.
I had a hangnail.
I didn't want like a Betty Ford logo on a cake. So
we don't need to go there. We don't need to go there.
Not with my ex-wife listening.
so uncomfortable right now.
I don't want to go to court. I don't want to go to court.
It was that's a nice little cake.
It's good. A cute cake.
And it's got a candle for each decade you've been alive.
I think you need to.
It's a Kroger special. $3.
Oh, $6, $7, $8.
Talk about ungrateful.
Can you be grateful for what you get?
All right, well, let's cut into that enemies.
Can you?
Don't blow those candles out. No, don't blow them out because I don't want to get your germs all over the cake.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
No, that's how it goes in the COVID era. You don't blow out.
$100 if you spit on that cake right now.
Do you?
Chantilly cake, I get a crappy one. Chantilly cake, I get a crappy one. Ace got a nice cake. $400 cake, I get a $3
Didn't we make
cake.
The candles cost more than the damn cake.
Yeah. Hey, the plate cost more than the cake. Hey.
Just kick it into the sewer. We're not eating it.
I ain't touching it.
Remember earlier when I said about pills?
I'll see you in hell before I take a taste of that crap.
Okay. I'd rather eat worms.
What is happening here today?
See, Christy.
Real bad.
See Christy with her long needles.
We'll be lucky if this time next year Spam sponsors us.
It tastes better than that cake.
But did you see the writing on the cake?
There was no writing in the cake.
It said, "Happy birthday, Pat Goodwin." But I wasn't going to spend $3 for a second cake.
I didn't even. There's not even any icing.
Why didn't we just throw a Twinkie at him? Happy birthday, you son of a bitch. He's hit you right in the chest with.
Thanks for stopping by.
Go back to Ireland.
Maybe I'll see you tomorrow. I don't know.
Okay. Everybody else gets a $50 cake.
50.
Is it more than that?
That's too low.
Way low.
So this is the bits and pieces, behind the scenes info.
Yeah.
We have not the cake lady, but we have the store-bought cake lady right here. Yes. Jess Hooker, give us the info.
Yeah, so I was told that our cake lady was handling other business at the time, and I said, "Hey, Amy, don't sweat it. I'm going to go grab the cake." I forgot the cake. It was like 11:50 the night before, and I was like, "Oh my gosh! I live in a small town. We have like a grocery store that's small." And I was like, "I'm okay. I'm gonna try. I'm just gonna run over there and grab something." And it was like the $8.99 cake, and I grabbed some candles. And that was it. I didn't think anything of it. To be 100% honest, that's the first time I'm hearing this piece, because I was standing in there holding the cake.
Oh,
Pat had his headphones
on.
There was no audio. There was no audio for me in there. He had his headphones on. I could hear everybody laughing. Everybody was having a good time. And I'm just holding this little tiny cake I bought.
It was a chocolate on chocolate, right?
I think it was.
And it was delicious,
it
to
was
be
really
fair.
Good.
Also,
yeah.
I had a bite.
It wasn't
of it.
An
good.
Amy cake. Amy
No.
Oh,
my God. But.
No, it was a Needler's cake.
It was a good $9 cake.
Yeah. I mean, sex pizza cake. Even when it's bad, it's still pretty good, right?
The worst one's still it's still pretty good.
It ain't bad.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to post the cake that Amy made my boyfriend Donnie because I don't want Pat to see it and get upset.
Oh,
well, it was a pretty sweet cake.
To. I will say though, to be completely fair, in studio, I was looking at Pat. There's a moment where he goes, "This ungrateful bit is working."
Yes.
Let's play it up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He
and
did.
Josh contributes. And
yeah. Yeah. And he and Pat even came into me like later and he was like, "Thank you so much for buying that cheap cake." And I go, "Are you being serious?" And I was like, "Are you being kind of silly?"
Pat will do anything for a laugh.
Oh, yeah. And he was just like, "No, it was a very grateful moment from Pat because he was like, "I'm so glad we had that break.
I'm so horny."
Oh, God. That is such a funny little. Pat
Sorry,
is.
I had to throw that in.
Pat just called and left me a voicemail, by
I'm
the way.
So horny.
So we'll see. Maybe his ears were burning.
And just real quick, Pat is the greatest. He literally is my godfather.
Yeah.
God being a vague term in our household, but he is my godfather.
Right.
And I have a great picture of me and Pat when I'm a little kid. I'll post it on my Instagram when we post this podcast, mm-hmm. but. Pat's the greatest. He's being very funny, and he is not an ungrateful person.
No.
He's an extremely grateful person.
Exactly.
He's just very funny.
I told somebody recently that I said, "Pat is genuinely one of my best girlfriends now." Like, He is. Like, we talk almost every day.
Well, he loves to gossip.
He loves to gossip.
Have I told you guys how Pat will tell me intense family secrets about 2 minutes before we have to go back on air? What are you talking about?
Wait. About his family or your family?
About my family.
Okay.
He'll go, hey, are you going to go on vacation with your dad next week? And I go, my dad's going on vacation next It is the funniest thing. We'll save that for another day.
Yeah.
And I want to compound what you guys are saying. He is very grateful because he had an ear issue this year. And I found a great ENT after going through quite a few.
Yeah.
And this guy's kind of a mad scientist of sorts. And I said, Pat, this guy's great. He'll probably get you in the right direction. And he did. And Pat has called me a couple times, texted me multiple times, being appreciative of me just telling him who a good doctor was. Mm-hmm. So, yes, to your point, Pat is a very grateful person.
Yeah.
And obviously, at the same time, he can play ungrateful to provide a hell of a humorous moment on the show.
It's kind of the same thing as Josh. When you make fun of Josh, he's going to get the last laugh. Mm-hmm. When you make fun of Pat, he's still going to get the last laugh.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's been the Bits and Pieces podcast. We have one more bit to play us out. I absolutely adore this. It's the Good Riddance 2020.
Yeah, and Josh wrote this, from what I understand. Mm-hmm. And I think all three of you have a tiny little line. You might have a little bit bigger line.
I have a line about, I don't know, it's me. It's probably pot or being naked or whatever.
I think it is. I can't remember mine. Maybe I don't remember.
I was really low. I had to go low.
Yeah, I don't remember. Mine is too. Yeah.
But it's a wonderful snapshot of 2020.
For sure.
And it's sort of one of those like, well, we're probably not ever going to play this again. But you know what? I have this fear, like, I don't know why, I usually don't have, like, fears down the road, but I have this weird fear of, like, in 2022, we're going to go, remember when we thought 2020 was terrible?
Yeah, well,
that
already been a lot of memes.
That was nothing.
Jason!
How bad will it be if in 2 years we're going, good riddance 2022.
I know.
You've been such a crappy year. Actually, it's not going to be. It's going to be great.
No, 21's going to be great.
Good riddance 2020.
It's been a tough year, haven't had much fun.
So many bad things.
Glad it's almost done. Coronavirus. Yeah, we're still dealing with that. Thanks to some clumsy scientist or some guy who ate a bite.
Can't go to work, doing business in my living room.
Naked from the waist down, should've bought stock in Zoom. Toilet paper shortage, our underwear is marked with skids. We're all popping Prozac, cause we're teaching our own kids. Good riddance 2020, boy what a crappy year.
Couldn't go to concerts or ball games.
Thank God for weed and beer. Adios 2020. You made us cancel everything.
You took Regis and Wilfred Brimley.
But you left this Larry King.
I'm gonna live forever, man.
You killed the best James Bond.
And Black Panther. What the heck?
And this TV icon died in November.
But who is Alex Trebek?
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are royalty no more. Oh, and Little Richard and Kenny Rogers.
Yet royalty's no more.
Good riddance 2020, you've been a gigantic pain.
We miss bowling, strip clubs, and theme parks.
And get free upgrades on a plane.
And we're masked in 2020, and washing hands like we're all erotic. And it's your fault, we know the names. Carol Baskin and Joe Exotic.
Tiger King and Tiger, Tiger King. Tiger King and Tiger, Tiger King.
Well, there was unrest in the streets. Everybody talking about that election.
Ugly posts and hateful tweets.
And Jeffrey Toobin's erection.
Wildfires flaring, murder hornets every place.
Stores full of Karens.
And the joke of the day with Ace.
You're welcome.
Good riddance 2020. Thanks for screwing up our plans. No dating or random hookups. Thank God for OnlyFans.
We're all in this together, so just you wait and see. We'll say goodbye 2020 and get back to normalcy.
Wait a minute. What? Normalcy? Normality. I'm sorry. You wanted to be wrong. Yeah. Okay, I'll be wrong.
Shut up.
Shut up.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.